Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for hanging around with us today. Our website is www.jbsba.com. Dr. Jan Yeager is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. This Jan is a renaissance woman. I mean, this woman that can do it all. She's the author of so many books. I've got them all stacked here. I say all of them. I got a bunch of them stacked up here that I'm having to peer over. She writes about a number of different issues. She's a sociologist and as well as an outstanding speaker and author. Some of you may have seen her or heard her on different media around the country, national and local. But one of the things that she writes about, a couple of things she writes about that we're going to talk about today is business protocol and time management. She's our good friend, Jan. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be back.
It's good to have you back, Jan. Let's talk for a little bit about business protocol. Why is it important for business owners, people who enter the marketplace, either as an employee or as an owner? Why is it important for us to think about the idea of business protocol?
It's so pivotal because you are your company, and how you treat people, whether it's a service provider or a customer or a fellow competitor, reflects on your approach to whatever you're doing as a small business owner, and people do remember.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you should define protocol for us. What do you mean when you say protocol?
Good question. Protocol, I'm using it in my book, Business Protocol, and my approach to it is really very much like etiquette. I use the word protocol rather than etiquette because etiquette, since my book is called Business Protocol, etiquette, unfortunately, has gotten too much of the idea of, you know, when do you pick up what fork and you know, how do you fold your napkin? Whereas business protocol covers everything, and this is, of course, covered in my book, from ethics, honesty, to saying hello in the morning if you work in a corporate setting or a small business setting where you have an employee or other workers. The holidays, the reason why we wanted to talk about protocol around the holidays is that's when people really either shine or sink in terms of how they show protocol to the world as business owners.
So when I think of if we talk about behavior, and that's what we are talking about, you know, there are the statutory behavior, the things that we're supposed to do by law. Then there is the ethical. There are the ethical things that are you know, that approach the statutory. These are the things that you're expected to do as a participant in the marketplace. And even though I know you overlap protocol into that, you could, you know, I always think, whenever I think of protocol, I think of the things that are not statutory that I don't have to do, you know, that like the things I have to do, the things that are ethical, like the things that I'm expected to do. And then the third area would be protocol, because these are things that I'm not required to do by law. It's not ethically something I have to do, but it is something that if I do it, puts me in a better light. It makes the world work better, and it demonstrates a certain level of class, and it lets people know that I'm. It also is a way of showing people that I'm a professional.
What I like to think about protocol, especially as it refers to the small business person, is really that old maxim: doing to others what you'd like others to do to you. In other words, if you place a phone call, as much as possible, barring any kind of, you know, extenuating circumstances, you're out of the country, your phone system isn't working, you or someone who works for you return that call within 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Now, today, because we have email and other options, it may not be that you return the call. It may be that you... That's why you should always put on your voicemail, please also leave your email address.
Mm-hmm.
You may decide to respond by sending a brief email. But you make people feel that they count. And everything you do reflects on this pro-people approach. Because that's really what business is about, whether you're dealing with computers or dealing with books or dealing with service provider knowledge. It's still the one-on-one with everyone, whether it's a customer or a client or a service provider. And that really has to come through, because until you're a really big name, you don't have a name to trade on.
Mm-hmm.
You are creating that reputation, and everything you do reflects on the values you have and the protocol you show through your business.
This is one of the reasons, folks, why I like to talk about Jan's book, Business Protocol, which I've been doing now for a long time. I mean, even I think we were talking about what you said, what you have to say, Jan, about Business Protocol when it was in the first edition, and now it's second edition, because these are things, folks, that aren't, maybe some of them are intuitive and some of them might not be intuitive. And one of the things that Jan does in her book is to help those of us who might need a little help with the things that are not intuitive, that to understand, maybe to get some ideas about how to behave, what our behavior should be in different settings. And Jan creates that for us and gives it to us in the book. And Jan, why don't you tell us where it's available, please?
It's available through the online bookstores. It's available, you can go to the website for Hanacrake Creek Books, hanacrakecreekbooks.com, and it could be ordered that way. It's in both trade paperback and hardcover.
What about your website?
The website for Hanacrake Creek Books is...
No, I mean your website.
Oh, Jan. My website. Uh-huh. You can also order it through janyager.com.
And that's Y-A-G-E-R. Don't put an extra E in there. Y-A-G-E-R.
Jan Yeager, Y-A-G-E-R. One of the chapters that's very, very popular is the one on international protocol, because interesting... Whoops.
Hold on to that thought, Jan. I want to come back to that. We'll come back to that quickly when we come back. And then I want to get you to talk to us a little bit about time management, because we're wrapping up the 2003. We're headed into 2004. I'd like to get a little bit of information out on time management. I know I can sure use some help with that. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Jan Yeager. Game, the Small Business Advocate, and Jan Yeager is our guest. Dr. Jan Yeager is the author of When Friendship Hurts, Also Friend Shifts, and she's written a number of books on the relationships that we have with other people, especially those not related to us. And she's written a book about how to be an effective writer called Effective Business and Nonfiction Writing. She is such a prolific author, and one of my favorites, though, is her book called Business Protocol. Also, don't forget, she has a book called Creative Time Management for the New Millennium. I told you she was a Renaissance woman. Jan, finish your story on the protocol.
Oh, I just wanted to say that the chapter on international protocol, which goes country by country, that's been a very, very popular chapter, especially in the New Millennium, because ironically, the Internet has turned everyone, including your smallest business owner, into someone who has to deal internationally.
That's exactly
because
right.
People are contacting through email. So you really have to know what are the customs of the country you're dealing with. What's their approach to gift giving?
Mm-hmm.
What's their approach to entertaining for business?
Absolutely. And folks, that's one of the reasons why I really encourage you, as we leave the business protocol subject and move on to time management, I really encourage you to think about the idea of there being business protocol. I mean, you know, Jan, some people blow it because they don't even understand that there is such a thing as protocol. And folks, it's a little bit of a vaporous thing. It's a little mercurial, this protocol thing. It's not something that's written down. It's just basically your behavior, how you behave around other people.
It also doesn't have to be tied to spending a lot of money.
Right.
Just sending an email to someone who's gone the distance for you or really been wonderful for
writing
you.
Writing a handwritten note or something.
Yeah, just saying you count and thanks for your help. Mm-hmm. It makes so much difference because people who grow their businesses, they do it because other people really care about their success and want to help them to go forward.
And it's not always about, you know, writing notes and email either. There's a lot of other things, and this is one of the reasons why I encourage you to seek out information about this. And one of a good place to start is Jan's book, Business Protocol. Jan, let's move over and help us dust up our time management a little bit as we head into the new year.
Definitely. Well, the wonderful thing about creative time management for the new millennium and time management is just in the last few weeks I've put every principle, especially the 7 key ones, into practice in my own career. And I have been able to finish a new book that's going to be out in 2004. It's actually a return to a topic from 20 years ago, but not really pertinent to small business owners, but it might be. It's called 125 Ways to Meet the Love of Your Life. But what's important in terms of time management is I've been trying to finish that project for quite a while, but I kept getting lots of distractions, other projects, other people's concerns, and I put that number one principle, be active, not just reactive,
mm-hmm.
and making that project my number one priority. Because so many people, when I do seminars on time management, I tell people, we're all suffering from distractionitis today.
Distractionitis. I like that because that is so true.
And I actually know one woman who has, when you send her an email, she has in her email, I only read and answer emails one time during the day. So if you send an email before or after that time, please don't think I'm ignoring you.
Right.
You know, I'm paraphrasing, but she says something
right.
like that.
So she's letting you know you have to get in her queue, don't you?
But so many people are misusing the Internet. What could have been and is supposed to be a time saver has become one of the sources of distractionitis.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so important to get focused, stay focused. 2004 is coming up. It's a great opportunity to, if you haven't set 5-year, 10-year goals, 1-year goals, 1-month goals, to really sit down and do it, but not just make it words, really make it. That's another important part of time management, creative time management for the new millennium. You have goals, you have a to-do list. How will you make this goal happen?
You can't just set the goal. You have to give it the infrastructure to make it happen, don't you?
Exactly. One of the biggest problems, as you know, we've talked about this before, for small business owners is delegating,
mm-hmm.
is trying not to do it all. How are you going to, in the next year, really take charge of what you do best and outsource, hire part-time help, get intern help? How are you going to expand your business without expanding your overhead?
That's the best time management advice that I think we can give small business owners right now, Jan, and that is to learn how to delegate, figure it out, how to do it as inexpensively as possible, because it's got to be done. We've got to do more of the things that only we can do and less of the things that somebody else can do. Jan Yeager, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always. We're looking forward to next year.
Thank you. You too, and wonderful to our listeners as well.
Thanks. Jan Yeager, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back quick break. I'll be right back after these messages with Doug Stiles. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.